Hello, welcome to PMA Politics of America. I'm your host, Byron Harris. And today, don't mind my haircut. We're still really in a pandemic. Even though there's reopening, we're still in a pandemic. We're still in a pandemic. So, well, I am getting a haircut. It's supposed to be this week. So, we'll see what's going to happen there. But if you do get a haircut, I encourage you to wear your mask, wash your hands, do all the precautions to keep yourself and your barber or your hairstylist safe. So, alright, so you're probably wondering why I haven't been on YouTube. Is because I was waiting for my new tripod to come in. My new tripod, it was a mess up. My new tripod is finally in. If you want to see that, you can go on my Instagram. It's ITZ_BYRONN. If you want to go to my Instagram, it will be right here. If you want to go to and you want to check out the new tripod and how I'm recording and the ring light and everything I'm using. So if you want to go check that out, you can go on my Instagram. But I'm going to start the podcast with our first segment. All right, our first segment, the news. So our first segment is the news. So we have a couple of things in the news today. It's really, the things I have in the news, I'm going to be discussing it too later in the podcast. But these are things we have in the news. What if we get a COVID-19 vaccine and half of the country refuses to take it? Social media is already filling up with misinformation about a vaccine months or years before one even exists. So this is not really news. It's just something I added in the news. But this is a big concern because I absolutely agree with that. What if we get a COVID-19 vaccine and half of the country doesn't take it? And there will be multiple reasons why half of the country won't take it. And it's because misinformation and the handling of the coronavirus. And in multiple ways, the handling of the coronavirus has been controversial or sometimes even racist. Black people not getting the same care as a white person. So the government is going to have to do some reassuring to everyone when it comes to a vaccine. They're going to have to reassure that that vaccine will work and you won't have any dangerous side effects. Now, there is misinformation on the internet, like the COVID-19 vaccine is COVID-19. So basically, like, this was on Facebook. A man said, I don't know the man name, I don't know any of that, but I know it was multiple people who were posting this, and it was a lot of people on Instagram, Facebook, everything. But yeah, they were basically saying that they have doctor friends or whatever, and those doctor friends told them that the COVID-19 vaccine is going to be COVID-19, and you're going to be sick with COVID-19. I don't know if that is true or not, but it just doesn't sound right. Like, with a flu vaccination, I do believe that the flu is in it, and because I believe that for the flu, you have to get the flu to not get it. I don't know all the details about that, but I do believe that the flu is in it. But it's not enough. I don't believe it's enough of the flu to get you really, really, really sick from the flu. So yeah, like, but it's like any other thing. The flu isn't guaranteed for you not to get the flu. The COVID-19 vaccine is not guaranteed for you not to get COVID-19. It's just some reassurance that you have that if you do get COVID-19, you'll be able to fight it off better. Or that vaccine will help you better than not having a vaccine. And our next thing in the news we have, cats can be infected with coronavirus and pass it on to other cats, researchers say. So this was a controversial topic, like when the pandemic started. It was, can animals get COVID-19? And this has answered our question. Yes, animals can get COVID-19. Well, cats at least can get COVID-19. And so dogs and cats can't wash their own hands. it's up to their owners to make sure they're wiping down their paws, they're wiping down their mouth, they're taking their baths every day to make sure that they are not infected with COVID-19 and can't pass it on to other cats. Because we don't want to have a pandemic where cats or dogs are dying or any of our animals are dying. We don't want to have a pandemic like that, especially the animals that we depend on to live, like meats. We don't want to have a pandemic where those are dying in large numbers. So we have to find a way. Because this coronavirus, I do believe it originated from an animal. And it originated from an animal, so... And I don't really know a lot about it, but places without social distancing have 35 times more potential coronavirus spread, study finds. Now, I'm going to add this with the people who don't like to wear masks. The people who demand that the country be reopened. Now, I hope you know what's going to happen. So I don't know if people who, like, want to go to work, they're protesting against the government. I don't know if they don't care about COVID-19 or if they just want to get to work and they will take the proper precautions to be safe. But yeah, so if you're listening on my podcast or on the camera, make sure you know if you don't social distance, you have a 35 times more potential that the coronavirus will spread to you. So wear a mask, stay safe, stay home, and social distance. Unless you have to go to work to feed your family. Next thing in the news. More than anything, this pandemic has finally torn back the... Oh, no. This is former President Obama. I was watching the graduation ceremony thingy live. And I was in my head, I heard President Obama say this, and I was like, is he throwing shots at Trump? And like people from the government and stuff, they're coming out and saying a former president doesn't do that, and the president shouldn't be talking about other presidents. So I don't know what people are mad about that Obama, because Obama is being 100% true when he said, more than anything, this pandemic has finally torn back the oh my God, I can't talk. The belief on the idea that so many of the folks that are in charge know what they're doing. And that is 100% true, because people before this pandemic, people thought that people were doing their job in the White House. President Trump, people thought he was actually doing his job. But now that this pandemic has hit and the coronavirus is here, it doesn't look like Trump is doing his job correctly. So I will say that. But people, Trump supporters, everybody really, a lot of people are coming out and saying, you don't attack a former president, needs to shut his mouth, and he doesn't need to say anything about the president. That's the same thing with the president. He needs to shut his mouth and not say anything else about our former president, because that's disrespectful. I'm going to point all the fingers to Trump, something that he needs to start doing. Point all the fingers to Trump, because Trump can't, I don't know why Trump thinks he can do this, that he can target everyone he can and doesn't think there should be a response. I don't know why he thinks that. That's ridiculous to me, because if you target someone, you're going to get a response. That person should respond, and they should give a response, because you can't target someone and think it's okay, you can get the last word. So all those people who were saying that President Obama should shut his mouth, tell the president that he should shut his mouth too. Now we're going to get into our next thing. All right. Donnie is back in the news. Drug promoted by Trump as virus as virus game changer increasingly linked to death. So this is hydroxychloroquine, and this is before he announced that he was taking it. It has been increasingly linked to deaths. And if Trump is taking this, he should be, his personal physician should be very concerned. And he said that his doctor said it was okay. What doctor in what right mind would tell a person to take a drug that is not approved by the FDA, CDC, anybody? It's not approved by anybody. It's linked to deaths. It's like, Trump has to have himself a heck of a doctor to have the guts to tell someone an unproven drug is good for you. So, we're going to go into our next thing. Summer weather could help fight coronavirus spread, but won't halt the pandemic. So what this is saying is, the summer weather could have an effect on the spread, but it won't stop the pandemic, because we have to find a vaccine for that. Because if coronavirus is in your body, it isn't. How do I say this? If the coronavirus is in your body, the heat isn't going to do anything. So, all right. House approves remote voting for the first time in its history. Change is temporary to combat virus risk, leaders say. I have one problem with this. Hackers. So Trump is back in the election. He's running for his second term. And this is scary to me because last election, there was speculation and that Russians had the election. And now that it's online, we're going to have to make sure we have extra security, make sure this election doesn't get hacked, because we need the right people in office right now. So, next thing. More. All right, so this is what former President Barack Obama, during a virtual, address. This is what the whole thing he said. He said, more than anything, this pandemic has finally torn back on the idea that so many folks in charge know what they're doing. A lot of them are even pretending to be in charge. So, Worldstar actually posted this. Trump tweeted in all caps, "Open our country." Ease restrictions. So Dallas mayor says ease restrictions in Texas likely connected to state's rise in cases, says Dallas mayor. Next thing. Trump says he is taking hydroxychloroquine to protect against coronavirus, dismisses safety concerns. There's no dismissing of safety concerns. Now, a large group of people who support Trump are probably going to be taking hydroxychloroquine if they can get access to it. All right, so House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wrote a letter to Donald Trump about the firing of the Inspector General. So she wrote, May 18, 2020, "The Honorable Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, the White House." So that's the address and stuff. So, "Dear Mr. President, Friday night, I received your letter advising the Congress that you are removing Inspector General of the Department of State from office in 30 days. Inspector General are crucially part of our democracy, playing an essential role in preventing waste, fraud, and abuse, and ensuring transparency of the government." So I'm not going to read her whole thing, but that's what she said. And I want to know, why did he fire the Inspector General? That's my biggest question. Why these fires? Next thing in the news. Senator Schumer says President Trump might be lying about taking hydroxychloroquine. And if he is lying, this is a disease that could potentially be killing people. So if he is lying, and people die from this, he needs to be held accountable. No. President Trump will not hold a ceremony at the White House for Obama's portrait unveiling. Good job for you, Trump. All right. And Trump's use of hydroxychloroquine, late night hosts see a cry for help. So this is the case. Wait. Yes, this is the case of Breonna. I think that's the name, Taylor. She would be alive right now. Yet we are. I'm just gonna let you know. I don't know if you can hear it. My podcast, yo, you can't hear this. Y'all can. So that's all I'm gonna play of that. And that is, people have to be held accountable for the wrongdoing of that. You can't, so first of all, my fault. First of all, you can't, how do I say this? You can't suspect that there's drug dealers in the house and knock on the door and then start shooting. I don't know what people get confused with that. You can't shoot somebody because you suspect something. People have to be held accountable from now on. And with the ending of that, we're going to get into our next segment, reviews. All right, we are in reviews. So my review for today is Trump taking hydroxychloroquine. So hydroxychloroquine, my review I'm going to say is President Trump President Trump taking hydroxychloroquine, a drug that could be linked to multiple deaths. President Trump is just setting himself up for failure, in my opinion. All right, so that was the review for today. It was pretty short, but we're going to move into our next segment. All right, we're going to move on to the next segment, opinions. All right, opinions. So opinions is a segment. So like we just now had a segment, so it's gonna take y'all a while to get used to it. So when I do the segments, I'm gonna explain what the segment is about. So the segment opinions is just I get two things that is going on in politics and all that, and I give my opinion. No, I'm not gonna say no filter because I don't cuss. So I'm not gonna say no filter, but it's not going to be scripted or anything like that. It's just going to be my opinion. So my opinion on two things today, and that is Trump taking hydroxychloroquine and Ahmaud Arbery's. There's some new news in his case. So we're going to start with Trump taking hydroxychloroquine. So I said this earlier in the news, but if Trump is taking hydroxychloroquine, and his followers start taking hydroxychloroquine and they die, or something very serious happens to them, Trump has to be held accountable. And Trump said his doctor said he should take it. I've never heard of a doctor in the world that would tell their client, their patient, to take a drug that is not approved. He should be investigated for that. Trump, you like investigating and firing people. How about you? You need to investigate your doctor. He told you to take hydroxychloroquine, a drug that is not proven to work. So Trump, you like to investigate and fire people. Investigate your doctor. He needs to investigate his doctor, because what doctor in their right mind would tell someone to take an unproven drug? So, our next thing is Ahmaud Arbery. So, back in 2017, there was footage found of Ahmaud Arbery chilling in a car well, I don't know if it was in the car, but chilling at a park, and he was possibly racial profiled again. And I haven't pulled up the video or anything, but I'm going to say this. The officers... But he was possibly racially profiled in 2017. And there was... So there is a lot of events where he was racial profiled. So this is well likely not the first time he was racial profiled. And I want to know why a black man doing nothing is racially profiled so much times. That's all I want to know. Why a black man doing nothing is suddenly a center of a crime. A black man doing nothing is suddenly he's a suspect for robberies. I want to know. It's not a funny topic. I want to know. So I'm going to pull up that video really quick. So this is the video that is cursing in here. I'm debating whether I want to play it. Alright, so. Lawyer released a 2017 video attempt to shift blame to Ahmaud Arbery. So, I don't know why you should do that. This video shows nothing but evidence that a black man is being racially profiled for no absolute reason. So I don't know why that lawyer, I don't know what that lawyer is trying to gain on this, but all it shows is a black man being racially profiled for absolutely doing nothing, for using his rights. Why is he being racially profiled? So that is the final short for me. I have a speaker right here. I am playing the video and I'm going to try to cut out the curse words. Yeah. It is by CBS, so you might hear reporters from CBS.
So Lid Mobile just sent me this solar wireless battery pack. I'm excited.
Those are not my sponsors. Oopsie. So yeah, this is reporters. Like I said, this is not my footage, so you are going to hear. So they did bleep out the words.
Because this area is known for drug activity. A second officer arrived and tried to use his taser, but it malfunctioned. Arbery was never charged with a crime in that instance. And over again, the black community has been called criminals. We're also learning more about Gregory McMichael, one of the suspects charged.
So that is what I was trying to show you guys. And my podcast people, y'all probably didn't hear that, but the cameras, y'all probably definitely heard that. So yeah, like I said, I'm just gonna give my opinion. Oh my god, they were terrible me the whole time. Nobody said anything. But yeah, I think it's ridiculous that a black man is arrested 2 times for doing nothing. It's ridiculous. So we're gonna go into our next topic. It's called the countdown. All right, the countdown is where I count down the dumbest things anybody said in the White House today. Well, not really today, but every day. So we're gonna get the dumbest things that I wrote down. So today it is remarks by President Trump in a Fox News virtual town hall meeting. Or whatever. So there was remarks by Trump. Sorry about background noise, my sister is in there. So it is remarks by President Trump. We don't have those remarks, but we're gonna go into our next segment. So this segment is a contest. I bring a viewer on this show. This is the first one. I don't have any viewers. I don't have any viewers for who I didn't. So I didn't advertise it on the last video, on the last podcast for somebody to get on. So we don't have anybody today. So we're going to go into our final segment. Watching you. So watching you is someone I am watching because they did something good or something. Yeah, so today my watching you person is someone who is local, and it is my cousin Jamiria. She graduated from Lancaster High School today. She is going to the University of Houston. So congratulations to Jamiria Harper, and I'm Rose Barher signing out for today. I dropped the thing I was supposed to pause the video with, so you get me for a couple minutes. I'm Rose Barher signing out for today.